I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow kicks off India's general election. There are nearly 970 million eligible Indian voters. The polls open tomorrow and the process will take 44 days in multiple phases. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is campaigning for a third consecutive five-year term. Christian persecution in India has risen the last several years under the current political system. No matter the election's outcome, Jason Wolford, president of Mission Christ, says India's Christians remain faithful to the gospel.
We're thankful for partnerships that we have there, partnerships where they're willing to risk their livelihood and even possibly imprisonment by understanding the importance of the Word of God, because it's the only thing that's going to deliver.
Pray for a growing gospel impact in India and for wisdom as Indians head to the polls. And what happens when the desert gets even hotter? Well, the Middle East and North Africa region already struggles with heat waves and droughts, and Bobby Sharaya with MENA Leadership Center is worried that it will only get worse.
The region is really experiencing some frequent and intense heat waves. Temperatures sometimes will exceed 50 centigrades, around 122 Fahrenheit in the summer month.
As temperatures go up, the region faces pressure on all sides. As society buckles under the weight of these challenges, the church needs to be ready to take on some of the burden. It's about stewardship of the earth.
Pray for the Middle East. Pray for the church to be ready to take its own,
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.